Blog Talk Radio.
In the hour of mine tonight, I want to have a little touch for a little while. Oh, operate. Long distance. I need
you.
And when I read in the Bible, what?
Beretta long distance. I need Jesus on the line. Call him up and tell him what you want. Good afternoon, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news, glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music here, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, you, and to you. We declare today that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, as compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us, and we thank God for another day in the land of the living, for we had fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us, and certainly we are glad about it. And we want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are live and on the air. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio and syndicated there, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. And so you can listen to this episode immediately afterward at the 2 p.m. hour, and you can listen to all our archived episodes at any time. We would like for you to connect with Global Gospel on social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. We have, or X, and we have a Tumblr page, and we have an Instagram page. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to every episode. Certainly, we look forward to hearing from you. Our number in studio, you can call in at the appointed time, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you. You can also write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, you can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you. We would like to shout out our sponsors on today, GPA 4.0, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting. We thank God for our sponsors today. Certainly, we thank God for our listening audience. Listen, people are listening from everywhere around the world. Shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, California, to those that are in Canada, to those that are in Mexico, to those that are in Suriname, Brazil, and Argentina, to those that are in South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Sweden, the United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. We thank God for you. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Bradley family, the Stevenson family, the Hernandez family, the Jones family, the Cox family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Hartley family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Odom family, the Carter family, the Davis family, the Bridell family, the Johnson family, the Clark family, the Bowers family, the Nixon family, the Latham family, the Brooks family, the Locke family, the Davis family, the Furmans, the Glenn family, the Fells family, the Williams family, the Thompson family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Sultan family, the Mackey family, the Gross family. Thank God for you, you, and you, the Davis family. Those, if you didn't call your name, and certainly you want us to give you a shout out, you can leave us a comment, and certainly we will be sure to shout you out. For those that have tuned into Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord. And so we want you to know today that Jesus Christ, he was, he is, and he is to come. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. We came to let you know that he came to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and set you free. We want you to know that salvation is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, an emotional need, a financial need, a housing need, whatever your need is, God can do all things but fail. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And certainly Christ came into the world to die for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world. And certainly he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so we are here today to decree and declare that we are going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. No matter what it looks like, we are looking for abundant life on today. We're claiming it and we are speaking it into our life that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord over the harvest, and certainly he's Lord in our life. So let him reign in your life today. Again, we thank you for sharing with us, and certainly we pray that you enjoy the message on today. We pray that you enjoy the music, that something is said or done to help you on your way. We are going to take a break and then we will be back. Started out the hour on today with Operator, the Sons of Faith, and certainly we are grateful to God for this opportunity to share with you on today. Shout out to you, Brother Elijah Wiggins, Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. The book of Acts, chapter 9, Acts chapter 9. If you want to study with us, if you want to read along with us on this Saturday afternoon, is where you can find us. And we are going to begin reading the first verse of Acts chapter 9. And it reads on this wise. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues. And if he found any on this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put in his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And was baptized. Shine on me. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Oh,
from the Lighthouse, Shine on Me. God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this honor, this privilege to give your name glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. They will not return unto you void. Your word will accomplish that which it was sent out to do. We pray today that by your word, someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, encouraged in their situation, that their mind is healed and made free. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shine on me. If you have not read the title for today, it is simply that, Shine on Me. And the songs have referenced that as well. Acts, we've read Acts chapter 9, and certainly if we were to zoom in Acts chapter 9, verse 3, the New Living Translation says, as he was approaching Damascus on his mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. And certainly we know from the text and from the reading that the he here is Saul of Tarsus, later to be known as Paul, a disciple, apostle of Jesus Christ. And so that we know that this particular translation said that he was on a mission. And who was this Saul? Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin. Saul had a name. He was named after. People asked for a king, and God gave them a king, a person here to rule on earth in the name of Saul. And perhaps he was named after that Saul. And so he had a name of authority and royalty. And certainly Paul was an educated man. He had studied at the feet of Gamaliel, and he spoke several languages, and he was Jewish, and he was familiar with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he was affiliated with them. And certainly we know that he had great economic status because of where he was from. He had political status. He had social status. And with all of that economic power, political power, social power, education, religious education, he could find nothing better to do than persecute those followers of Jesus Christ. And so we find out that he was persecuting. It didn't matter if you were a man or a woman. It was all the same to him. And probably if you were young or old, it didn't matter to him, because as I like the New Living Translation said, he was on a mission. And so we have to know today that when we come up against people in our lives, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in the world at large, in the workplace, that the enemy is on a mission. The enemy has an assignment. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so when we encounter all of our trials and tribulations in life, just realize that the enemy is on a mission, but God is greater than the enemy's mission. Even when it comes to ourselves and our personal lives, Jesus said to Peter, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you that your faith fail not. And so on a personal level, the enemy is trying to do us in. The enemy is trying to take us out. He's trying to destroy our mind. He's trying to break our spirit. He's trying to take our finances. He's trying to disturb our peace. The enemy is at us on every hand. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And so Saul, here he was. He had a dark side. He had a dark side because he was taking out God's people so much that he had a reputation that even after he got converted, nobody wanted to be bothered with him. He was fearless and he was ruthless, and he had permission from the high priest. He had permission from the government to carry out this mission, this evil deed. And we sometimes wonder what is wrong with the world today. Well, the Bible says that all things are lawful and not expedient. There are laws in place that are against, natural laws that are against the law of God. There are natural laws in place that do not actually protect the citizens. There are laws in place that will actually do you more harm than good. But the Bible says the law is for the lawless, and we understand that. But there are some things in this world that are against you, against God and his kingdom. And so we have to be able to recognize light from dark. And we realize that, listen, light and dark naturally, spiritually, physically has been around for a long time. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. But here it is, on the first day, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And he called the darkness, he called night. And the even and the morning were the first day. So here it is, Genesis chapter 1, the first day creation. God separates light from dark. And if we read a little further, we'll find out in the garden, in the midst of the garden, there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God separates light from dark. He separates good from evil in Genesis. And so man, as time goes on, man, as we know that man fell and man became evil. And certainly the Bible says that man studies to do evil. And the Bible lets us know that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but God? And we people have done some evil things. They have said some evil things. They've had evil actions and evil thoughts. But because God is the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. And then if we read a little further in the Bible, always lets us know that there's a difference between dark and light. I believe it was Dr. King that said, light drives out darkness. And certainly we have to be that light that drives out darkness. The Bible says, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. As a believer, you are obligated to be that light. So Paul, here he is. He's walking around in darkness. He's in a dark world, and he's on his way to Damascus. He's on his way into the city because he has a mission, but God has a greater mission. And we need to know that on today, that whatever our thoughts are, whatever our actions are, whatever our mission is, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Know today that God has a mission for you. But how do you get to your mission? You have to come out of darkness into his marvelous light. There has to be a conversion. And the world has put it today like this, a come to Jesus moment. And so Saul on the Damascus road has a come to Jesus moment. Everybody needs a come to Jesus moment. Otherwise, you'll serve Satan all of your life unless you have a come to Jesus moment. Unless you have that moment where you come to yourself like the prodigal son. He came to himself. He came to his senses and said, listen, I've got to go back to my father. I've got to go back to my father's house. I've spent enough time in righteous living. I spent enough time eating with the hogs. I spent enough time in unclean places. I spent enough time in the darkness. But it's now time for me to walk in the light. And certainly this is what happens here. Saul has a conversion and the light shines around him. And certainly his experience, his encounter with Jesus was for him because he says, Saul, why persecutest thou me? But those that were traveling with him knew that something happened as well. As you read the text, they knew something happened, but that conversation and that conversion was for Saul. But you need to know in life that whether you're walking in light or whether you're walking in dark, the people around you are affected by your actions. I was listening to the preacher last night, and the preacher said, how many children would be better off if their parents were who they were supposed to be, if their parents were who they said they were? And the vice versa goes the same. We would all be better off if we were surrounded by better people. And so that's why we have to watch the company we keep. Listen, if you got too much going on in your life, I've got to separate myself from you. Because listen, what you're doing can affect me. Listen, if I'm driving you, you go into the store, you rob the store, you come and get back in my car, I am now an accessory to the crime. I'm just as guilty. I was driving the getaway car. I'm just as guilty as you are. And certainly we have to know that with our conversion comes a change of association. We can no longer afford in this day, in this time, in this hour, in this season to associate ourselves with people that are going to bring us down, with people that don't mean us any good. Certainly we can help people to an conversion. It is up to God to bring that conversion and that change in their life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding that what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is for us to come out of darkness and to walk in light. Come out of the bad place, walk into the good place. My friend and brother, Pastor David Wright, was making a commentary on churches, and he said, listen, he said, I don't like dark church. I'm young, but I don't want to be in a dark church. And he was being serious, but he was being comical at the same time. And this is not an indictment on anybody who turns their lights off in church. But he said, listen, I don't want to be in a dark place because men's evil deeds are done in the dark. And that's in a natural sense and a spiritual sense. And so we want to make sure that not only are we walking in the light, but that the light is shining in our lives. For the Bible says in Psalm 119 and 105, the word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How can you go through life without God's word? It is his word that we have hit, that we hide in our hearts, that we don't sin against him. It's his word that keeps the light in our life. It's his word that keeps us shining and it keeps us bright. And certainly we thank God for the word of God on today, because God's words, they are spirit and they are life. And certainly Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And certainly we know that Jesus is the light of the world. And somebody said, he's forever shining in my soul. John chapter 9, it's interesting that in John chapter 9, what Jesus says as he heals a man that was born blind. And so what happened was the light was so bright that it actually blinded Saul. And I believe I was listening to the news the other day. I didn't catch the whole story, but I believe somewhere school was being canceled because of something was going on with the sun or the eclipse or something. And I know when an eclipse is going on, we are always told not to look directly into the sun because it could be bad for our eyes. But because the sun was going to be a certain way, school was closing because they said that it was going to be a distraction for the students. And so light can distract you. Light can change you. Light can blind you. But light can also shed a light on your dark situation. And so when Jesus heals the blind man in John chapter 9, it says, "And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." And this is what Jesus said. He says, this is Jesus speaking, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and he made clay. And certainly we know that the man was able to see again. He came away seeing. And certainly, even if your eyes are blind, naturally or spiritually, a miracle can and will take place. Well, God will, as Saul happened to Saul, as he met Ananias, we read the story together, the scales dropped from his eyes, and certainly he was able to see again. Listen, God had work for Saul to do. God has work for you and I to do. All we have to do is let that light shine on us. And certainly when the light shines on us, the light will shine in us. And certainly when the light shines in us, we will go into those rooms and we will brighten up some dark. We will go out into the world, into the marketplace, into our family, into our friends and strangers. And people that heard about us will hear new news about us that, listen, there has been a change in our life. Your conversion isn't just for you. It's for people around you. Your conversion is so that other people will know that God is God. And so if we find ourselves in a place where we're unsure about who we are, what we're doing, where we're going, where our mission is, we have to just ask God to let his light shine on us. Let God search our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our spirit, that he may give us direction, that he may give us wisdom, that he may give us knowledge, that he may give us understanding, and so that the world around us can be changed, that we can work the works of him that sent us while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work. Stay tuned and be blessed. Shine on me.
Oh, search me, Lord. Come on and search me, Lord. Here's what I want you to do. Shine a light from heaven on my soul. That should be. Take it out straight, 'cause I wanna be right, I wanna be safe, and I wanna be whole. Oh, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Shine the light from heaven on my soul. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. Oh, while I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. Yeah. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. Because you
don't wanna live this way. Want you to make me over again in my mind, my heart, my soul. Just got every part the way that I want, and I talk the way I live and the way I give. You know my thoughts. You know, deep in his very spot. Good God, want you to make me clean, make me whole. Deep down within, I just wanna be right. I just wanna be right. I just wanna be right. Be right. Everything that I'm living, yeah, I just wanna be right. Everything that I'm trying to do, I just wanna be right. I want you to wash me in your blood. Take away every fault and stain. My iniquities, make them whiter. Whiter than snow right now, I pray.
Search me, Lord, turn the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole, Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You still have a few minutes to call in if you desire. Today, our topic, shine on me. Certainly, we want the Lord to shine on us. Walk in the light, Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. Stay tuned.
Old school, this is for Sunday morning. This is for my Sunday morning people, all right?
Walking the light, beauty, oh light, oh come where the dewdrops of mercy shine. Right.
Yeah.
Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
I want to hear everybody sing this as we're moving. All right? Just a few times. Everybody. Here we go.
Whoa.
Raise it up like we used to do in Sunday morning service. Come on, all my choir members singing, whoa!
Shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Well, again, we thank you. This is the second Saturday in the month of March, and we know this is Women's History Month. And again, we thank God for all the women that contribute to our lives every day, and certainly those that have contributed over time. And certainly we want our light to shine, and we thank God for the lights that do shine in our lives and around us every day. Remember Acts chapter 9 as you go through the week. Acts chapter 9 in the New Living Translation, as it reads on the headline, as he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. And in the King James Version, Acts chapter 9:3 said, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven." And certainly we thank God for all the lights that God has placed in our lives. And certainly that is Moses Tyson in the back. You can hear the organ. It's all about the light on today. It's all about the light that is within you. I believe it was in school, and even in elementary school, you learned that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." And certainly we are going to, again, thank you for listening in today. We are syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. We are also here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, glad tidings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that something was said on today to help you through the week. And certainly we're going to close in prayer, and we're going to close with a church medley by LaShawn Pace. And in this little medley, she has a song that she sings, "There is danger walking in the dark." And so we encourage you to don't walk in the dark. Listen, when you get up in the nighttime, listen, how many of us have stumbled or tripped over something or stubbed our toe, all because we refused to turn on the light? We thought we knew our surroundings, but listen, the foot of the bed got in your way and it caught your pinky toe. And certainly that's why it behooves us to turn on the light. God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you that your light never goes out. We thank you that you hear our cry, you hear our call, you hear our prayer. We thank you that we're able to go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. We thank you today that you can and will meet every need in your life. We thank you for the miracles today, for the signs and wonders that will follow us if we only believe, if we only receive, and we'll only accept the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, God, we say thank you today for all things, for sending your son Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life and eternal life. We bind the enemy on every hand today that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We lose your blessing, your prosperity, your anointing in our lives. We ask that you remember everybody sick and afflicted, those that are in prison, those that are bound, those that are oppressed and suicidal. God, open doors for them. Open their lights. Open lights, doors to them. Open their hearts, their minds, their soul, and their spirit, that they may be receptive of you. God, we thank you for all things, God. Continue to keep us covered with your blood. Give us the right direction. Put us on straight street. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next week, God bless you.